Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Ashok Oja with the news at 9. The headlines. BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance sweeps Maharashtra Assembly elections. JMM-led India bloc retains Jharkhand. Prominent winning candidates include Eknath Shinde, Devendra Fadnavis, Ajit Pawar, Aditya Thackeray, Hemant Soren and Champai Soren. NDA also registers massive victory in the by-elections to 46 assembly constituencies in 13 states, winning 25 seats. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi backs Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. BJP's Santokh Rao Hambarde leading in Nanded Lok Sabha constituency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says victory in Maharashtra, a win for development and good governance. Congratulates JMM-led alliance in Jharkhand. Government to hold all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of winter session of parliament. And in cricket, India lead by 218 runs against hosts Australia at stumps on the second day of opening test in Border Gavaskar Trophy at Perth. The Bharatiya Janata Party BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance has swept the Maharashtra Assembly elections with an impressive mandate, while Jharkhand Mukti Morcha-led India bloc has retained power in Jharkhand. In Maharashtra, out of a total of 288 seats, so far BJP has bagged 124 seats and is leading at 8 seats, while Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena has won 154, while ahead in 3. Ajit Pawar-led NCP has secured 40 seats and is leading in 1 seat. Congress has won 12 and is leading in 4 seats, while NCP-led Sharad Pawar group has bagged 10. Shiv Sena UBT secured 20 seats and others have won 11 and are leading in 1 seat. Mahayuti coalition comprises BJP, Shiv Sena and Nationalist Congress Party. More from our correspondent.
Today's Mahayuti's victory in the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly election is a resounding reversal of the recent Lok Sabha results. The figures boast of a comfortable victory for the ruling Mahayuti in the state with a near-majority mark for the BJP. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said the constituents of the Mahayuti will hold their respective legislative party meetings before the announcement of the new Chief Minister face. Eknath Shinde and Devendra Fadnavis said that the results are a reward for the development work undertaken by the Mahayuti government in last 2.5 years. Shiv Sena UBT leader Uddhav Thackeray, however, said that such a massive victory is incomprehensible. All prominent leaders of Mahayuti, including Eknath Shinde, Devendra Fadnavis, Ashish Shelar, Rahul Narvekar, Jitendra Ahvad, have won or are leading against their nearest rivals by a huge margin. On the other hand, Mahavikas Aghadi leaders Aditya Thackeray, Fahad Ahmed, Vishwajit Kadam have also managed to win their seats. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In Jharkhand, out of a total number of 81 seats, ruling JMM has been victorious in 34 seats, while Congress won 16 seats. RJD won 4 seats, BJP got 20 seats and is leading in 1 seat. Others have won 6 seats. The India bloc comprises JMM, Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal and Communist Party of India, Marxist-Leninist. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Since the formation of Jharkhand state in year 2000, this is the first time that any alliance is going to form the government consecutively. This time, the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha has improved its performance in comparison to last assembly elections, while the Congress is going to retain the same tally of 16 seats. RJD has considerably improved its performance and secured 4 seats. CPIML also improved its tally. This election has proved to be a setback for BJP as the party has secured less seats as compared to last assembly election. ASU also got 1 seat less this time. Jharkhand Lok Tantrik Krantikari Morcha and Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas have opened their account in this assembly elections. Several political heavyweights including JMM senior leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren, BJP State President Babulal Marandi, Kalpana Soren, Basant Soren, Champai Soren, Saryu Roy, Jairam Mehto, Deepika Pandey Singh, Purnima Das won with big margin. Congress leader Ajoy Kumar lost the election. Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Jamshedpur.
All 288 assembly seats went to polls in Maharashtra on 20th of this month, while in Jharkhand, polling was held in 2 phases on 13th and 20th of this month for 81 seats. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra has won the by-election from the Wayanad parliamentary constituency of Kerala. She defeated her nearest rival and CPI candidate Satyan Mokare by over 4 lakh votes. The election was necessitated in Wayanad after Congress leader Rahul Gandhi won from both Wayanad and Rai Bareilly constituencies. However, he decided to retain the Rai Bareilly seat. In Nanded Lok Sabha seat of Maharashtra, BJP candidates Dr. Santu Rao Hambarde is leading over his Congress rival Ravindra Chavan. The by-poll was held following the death of the sitting Congress MP Vasant Chavan on 26th of August this year. Meanwhile, the BJP-led NDA has swept the by-elections to 46 assembly seats in 13 states. The alliance has bagged 25 seats, followed by Congress 7, Trinamool Congress 6, Aam Aadmi Party 3, Samajwadi Party 2, and NPP, CPIM and BAP, one each. In Rajasthan, out of 7 seats, ruling BJP has won 5 seats, while Bharat Adivasi Party, BAP, has bagged 1 seat, while Congress has secured 1 seat. In West Bengal, ruling Trinamool Congress has won all 6 seats. In Assam, the NDA has registered victories in all the 5 assembly seats. The BJP won 3 seats, while its allies Assam Gana Parishad and United People's Party Liberal bagged 1 seat each. In Bihar, the ruling NDA has swept the by-polls to all the 4 assembly segments. Hindustani Awam Morcha has won Imamganj seat. BJP has wrested Ramgarh seat and also secured the Tarari seat. JDU has registered win from Bela Ganj constituency. In Punjab, out of 4 seats, ruling Aam Aadmi Party clinched 3, while Congress has bagged 1 seat. In Chhattisgarh, ruling BJP has won the Raipur City South assembly by-poll. In Karnataka, ruling Congress has won all 3 seats. In Meghalaya, ruling NPP has grabbed the lone Gambarge seat. In Uttarakhand, Kedarnath assembly seat has gone in favor of BJP. In Kerala, Congress and CPIM got 1 seat each. In Gujarat, BJP won the lone Vav assembly seat. In Uttar Pradesh, ruling NDA won 7 out of 9 seats. The BJP has bagged 6 seats, while its ally RJD has got 1 seat. Samajwadi Party has won 2 seats. More from our correspondent.
Bharatiya Janata Party candidate Dharmaraj Nishad won the Katehri assembly seat of Ambedkar Nagar district by a margin of more than 33,000 votes. BJP manages to win this seat after a long gap of 34 years. Samajwadi Party candidate Tej Pratap Yadav won the Karhal assembly seat of Mainpuri district by a margin of more than 14,000 votes. In 2022 assembly elections, Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav had won this seat by a margin of more than 67,000 votes. This time, the margin of win reduced by almost 50,000 votes. Close contest was seen on Manjwa seat of Mirzapur district. BJP candidate Suchismita Maurya defeated her rival candidate of Samajwadi Party Dr. Jyoti Bind by a margin of around 5,000 votes. In a significant victory on Kundarki seat, Bharatiya Janata Party candidate Ramveer Singh Nidar defeated his rival candidate of Samajwadi Party by a margin of more than 1,38,000 votes. BJP got victory on this seat after a gap of 3 decades. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In Madhya Pradesh, Congress has registered victory in Vijaypur while ruling BJP in Budni seat. In Sikkim, 2 ruling SKM candidates have already been declared elected, unopposed. Addressing party workers at the BJP headquarters in Delhi this evening, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that party's victory in Maharashtra assembly polls is a win for good governance and development. He said the poll result is a defeat of negative politics. He said people also showed their trust in BJP in the by-polls held across several states. He stated that this signifies that people only want development. He thanked people, farmers and youth for imposing their trust in the party. Mr. Modi added that victory is a stamp on the governance model of BJP.
आज महाराष्ट्र में विकासवाद की जीत हुई है, महाराष्ट्र में सुशासन की जीत हुई है, महाराष्ट्र में सच्चे सामाजिक न्याय की विजय हुई है। आज महाराष्ट्र ने विकसित भारत के संकल्प को और मजबूत किया है। मैं देश भर के भाजपा के एनडीए के सभी कार्यकर्ताओं बहुत बहुत बधाई देता।
In a social media post, the Prime Minister also thanked the people of Jharkhand. He congratulated the JMM-led alliance for their performance in the state. Mr. Modi said party will now work doubly hard for the development of the state. Congress today said the party will analyze the poll result of Maharashtra Assembly elections. Briefing media persons in New Delhi this evening, Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said the party had assumed that it will get the mandate in the state. Mr. Ramesh asserted that the party will not step back from its agenda and continue to raise social and economic issues.
नतीजा आया है इस पर जरूर हम और जांच करेंगे इसका विश्लेषण होगा ये स्वाभाविक है पर आज हम ये कह सकते हैं कि जो जीता है उनको भी ये अनुमान नहीं था कि ये नतीजा आएगा आज हमारे लिए कहीं खुशी है कहीं गम भी है कहीं जीते हैं कहीं हारे हैं पर एक बात कांग्रेस पार्टी की एजेंडा में कोई परिवर्तन नहीं आने वाला है
दिस इज आकाशवाणी गिविंग यू द न्यूज For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The government will hold an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the winter session of Parliament. The meeting will be presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In the meeting, the government will seek support from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. The winter session will commence from Monday and will continue till 20th of December. President Draupadi Murmu today said that literature empowers humanity and makes society better. Gracing Sahitya Aaj Tak in New Delhi, the president said that literature molds the eternal values of humanity according to the changing circumstances. She said that pan-India consciousness was always present in countries' regional works of literature. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 116th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. At the 55th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, in Goa, the evening turned extraordinary as renowned actor Anupam Kher led a masterclass on the power of failure, sharing his inspiring mantra to never give up, no matter how many setbacks one faces.
This is the best award that my father could give me. So this whole thing about ki actors born hote hain, is a bakwas. Bilkul bhi nahi. Dusra call. I keep giving you examples of failure so that you get this out of your system that remember, failure is an event, never a person. We are too scared of failure today's time. You're always trying to make, somebody's trying to make you feel that somebody is doing better than you.
Earlier in the day, celebrated cinematographer John Seale hosted a masterclass and emphasized that cinematography has no fixed formula as every project demands fresh and creative approach based on its unique story and context. In cricket, India ended day two of the first test match against Australia in the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Perth in a commanding position, reaching 172 without loss in their second innings. The visitors now hold a strong lead of 218 runs. At stumps, Yashasvi Jaiswal was unbeaten at 90, while KL Rahul remained not out on 62. And now, before we end this news bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance sweeps Maharashtra Assembly elections. JMM-led India Bloc retains Jharkhand. Prominent winning candidates include Eknath Shinde, Devendra Fadnavis, Ajit Pawar, Aditya Thackeray, Hemant Soren and Champai Soren. NDA also registers massive victory in the by-elections to 46 assembly constituencies in 13 states, winning 25 seats. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi backs by-night parliamentary constituency in Kerala, BJP's Santokh Rao Hambarde leading in Nanded Lok Sabha constituency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says victory in Maharashtra is a win for development and good governance. Government to hold all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of winter session of Parliament. And in cricket, India lead by 218 runs against host Australia at stumps on the second day of the opening test match in Border Gavaskar Trophy at Perth.